You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, hoa mai. You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. I hope you are having a lovely morning wherever you're tuned in from. We've got a guest in the studio. Kia ora, Nigel Borrell. How are you?
Morena, I'm really good. Good to be here.
It's lovely to have you up in the studio. Now, for people who don't know you, you are the curator of Māori art at the Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tāmaki. You're also of Pirirākau, Ngāi Te Rangi, Ngāti Ranginui and Te Whakatohea descent as well. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Great pronunciation.
Well done. Hey, it's lovely to have you up here. We're talking about a very exciting show which has been a long time in the making. It is a wonderful exhibition opening this weekend, Toitū Toi Ora Contemporary Māori Art at the Auckland Art Gallery. Tell us a little bit about this, Nigel. This is a huge endeavour.
Yeah, no, you're dead right. It's been 4 years in the making and in the planning and in the scheming and the construction. And I suppose about this time last year, the planning and the thinking really took off in earnest. And then after the first lockdown with this pandemic, all our international shows were basically cancelled. And we did a bit of a rejig of our program, which meant that this became the central one exhibition that we present at this time and in this place. So for a range of reasons, it's been perfect timing for this large survey show.
Yeah. It's kind of incredible timing in the weird way that the world is at the moment, that we have this focus on Aotearoa as well, which was kind of always going to happen, but seems to have really pulled it straight into front and centre.
Yeah, it's sort of ironic in a way because, you know, we live in a very fast-paced world and in a very globally, you know, our global realities are just as vast. But the pandemic's been an interesting sort of point of reflection and reset and all sorts of really interesting inward introspective things that we can all take away from. And in terms of programming, in terms of the conversations we have with ourselves nationally, it's been the perfect fit.
Yeah. And it's pretty incredible. You've got nearly 300 works, you've got 111 artists, and you're spanning from the 1950s all the way through until, you know, literally today. What was it like trying to, I guess, pull together works from across this enormous history? There is so much to dig through.
Yeah, no, you did right. There's so much to talk about and to represent and try and represent accurately, and all those artists have very distinct voices, very distinct investigations and way of seeing themselves as Māori. So one of the very first dilemmas when I was thinking about a survey show of contemporary Māori art and ambitiously wanting it to start in the 1950s when those first artists went to art school and engaged with fine arts practice and made it their own, if you like, was how do I talk about that span of artist and art maker and do justice to those ideas? And for me, the creation story or the way in which Māori see the world came to the fore as the most genuine and honest offer that I could make that united them across generations, but was also present in the work that they were producing. Yeah. So, for example, someone like Arnold Manaaki Wilson, who's our trailblazer, first generation contemporary Māori artist that came through art school in the 1950s, he produced works such as Tāne Mahuta, which is a simple, beautiful, polished piece of kauri timber, which paid reverence to Tāne Mahuta, the god of the forest. And then you've got artists such as Saffron Tiratana, Hemi McGregor and Ngāti Taiapa, who look at Tāne and their work made in 2008.
Yeah.
So this beautiful thing about talking about things that we have in common just sort of naturally came to the fore, and the creation story was the glue, if you like, that we still believe in those ideas and those narratives are still part of our way of understanding knowledge and place and being. So it felt elemental to use that in the end. Yeah.
And with some of the work, there is some work that's been commissioned, especially for the show. What is the sort of, I guess, kickoff point for those works? Did you come to them with the framework for the exhibition and say, you know, do what you want? Or was it a back and forth kind of a situation?
No, I'm a schemer from way back. So I'm an artist as well, artist trained, and then I fell into curating. So unlike my peers who predominantly come from an art history background or framing, I come from a art brain experience, if you like.
Yeah.
And having been in the sector for 20 years as an artist and an educator in other roles, I felt confident that we would intersect some things that we could do uniquely with the artists, such as pairing Mata'aho Collective with their mentor Maureen Lander.
Mm.
And I know that they talk fondly about Maureen as one of their key mentors as an installation artist and a senior Māori woman weaver. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if we're going to commission them to do something that would be unique in that landscape, not just commissioning Mata'aho, but let's pair them up with their mentor and see what they do.
Yeah.
And let's give them the most, you know, powerful female deity in our narratives, Hine Nui Te Pō, and let's see what they do with that.
Mm.
And so for me, as a curator and as a creative person, you know, you don't sort of take that hat off at any point. You're inquisitively asking questions all the time, even in the way you propose what the artist might want to look at.
Yeah.
And so that keeps me engaged as a thinker and as a curator as well, but as a creative person. So yeah, I think there's a range of ways of looking at the commission. Some of it is as simple as that person deserves to be seen.
Yeah.
And when we think about 20 years since the last survey show, there's two generations of younger artists that have come after myself. So I was lucky enough to be an emerging artist in the last survey show in 2001, which feels a long time ago now. And Saffron Te Ratana, Reuben Patterson, Ngātai Taiapa, they were all part of my peers that were part of that generation of emerging artists. And we all know what the benefits were of being part of that survey show and what it did for our own careers. So I sort of feel beholden that those last two generations that have missed out, or for whatever reason a survey show of this magnitude hasn't taken place, I feel beholden that we do that.
And, yeah.
And let's hear what they've got to say. Let's see what they've got to say and let's give them the platform. Yeah.
It sounds like it's been, as you said, 4 years in the making, so many people involved in this and so many new ideas coming up all the time. This doesn't necessarily feel like the way you're talking about it is an end point. You know, a survey show is kind of like a marker in time.
Yeah.
But what do you sort of see as being the things you hope come out of this exhibition from people coming in and looking at this and experiencing this work?
Yeah, I think I want people, you know, for me, contemporary Māori art is the unique art form of this country. It can't exist anywhere else. It talks about our relationship to land, our relationship to knowledge, and our relationship to place in ways that can't be replicated.
Mm.
And so for me, even though some people find that a bit twitchy, I believe it's the only unique art form that has to sit in this land to make sense. And so for me, reinstating its pride of place in terms of our national stories about art is central. And an exhibition like this and a profile like this, it helps the artists, it helps bring the conversation back to the top. And often we're, you know, Māori art is being pitted as good brownie, bad brownie, often with the dominant culture. And the good brownie is usually the Pacifica artist, and the bad brownie is the Māori artist, because they're political, they're upfront, their agendas are very well recognised. But to me, that's done us a disservice across the board. And so for me, an exhibition like this is, just like the pandemic, is a chance to reset and to state a territory and to state a bit of claims making, if you like, about the place of Māori art and its relationship to this land. But the other thing is, you know, it's also speaking back to the Western art canon and an institution with a long history, 133 years that the Auckland Art Gallery has been in existence. You know, the art canon is thick and fast in that institution, and it also has a very dominant hold on how we view art histories. And for me, a survey show, like you say, is this assessment or measure of time. And with a survey show, we wanted to suspend the Western idea of chronology, which goes with survey shows, and use a Māori framework, which in terms of the creation narrative is timeless, it's placeless, and it's limitless. So hopefully when people come to the show, they'll feel a bit disorientated in terms of that lineal survey narrative and see the cultural truths that sort of sit underneath it.
Absolutely. Well, Nigel, thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us about the wonderful exhibition opening this weekend, Toi Tu, Toi Ora. People can head down on Saturday, I believe.
Yes.
Troy King is going to be playing, which is a very good time.
Yep. There's a hangi. There is a range of free activities. And guess what? A big fat show to go have a look at.
So hard out.
Enjoy.
And if you can't make it this weekend, it is on for 6 months, as you say. So no excuses. Get on down there. Kia ora. Thank you so much, Nigel.
Kia ora. Answers are in your genetics. Every single one holds the clues. Blueprints aside, what's in science kit for those who truly is the chosen one. Been there since the very beginning of time. Some say we were forged in the dreamlight, or where the earth was being designed. Oh my gold, I got treasures under. All my rubies, is me with the holy gold. My heritage, coming together safe, all taken from me. Is this a dream or is this fate? Where you fit down the family tree? Our hazy history. Who got ties to the Most High?
Right from the original
Ethiopia. Are you a shaker or a mover? He with the conqueror maneuver. Only one can claim to the pure. Says he ain't no lion to Judah. All their pain,
I got treasures under.
All their desires, I have a taste.
We come together safe.
Now I must acquire.
Is this a dream or is this fate?
Where you fit on the family tree?
This is Troy Kingy, of course, with Ethiopia. Kia ora, thank you very much again to Nigel Burrell for coming in and chatting to us about Toi Tu, Toi Ora, which is opening this weekend at the Auckland Art Gallery, Toi O Tāmaki. It's going to be an incredible show. Huge survey of Māori art, contemporary Māori art, from the 1950s until now.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.